Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 Whatever. It's the holidays.
I know.
Happy holidays, y'all.
I literally was gonna be like, happy holidays, y'all.
Well, let me give the backstory of happy holidays, y'all. I feel like now that we're here. Okay. Happy holidays, y'all. That is a quote from Keke Palmer when I used to work at a hotel in Hollywood, TBT, and she would stay at this hotel often, and she came into the lobby one morning, I remember, and she was like, happy holidays, y'all, barefoot, just literally, like, she treated it like her home and just was always, like, so cheerful. And so I'd always be like, happy holidays, y'all. And it was, like, a thing by the hotel.
Staff,
like, even the staff were like, oh, my God, Keke, she is in a good mood. And so, like, you know, happy holidays, y'all.
Happy holidays, y'all. Also, this is so not relevant and we don't even have to get into it, but have you heard all the things going on with her baby daddy right now?
Yes.
The restraining order and everything.
Dude, I feel terrible for her.
I'm like, Keke Palmer is literally America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like, it's like wild to think that like anybody would ever do anything to her.
Yes.
It's just wild. So honestly, hearts go out to you, Keke, because you are that bitch forever and ever.
We love you here, Keke.
Truly.
Like, we are big Keke Palmer fans and
yes.
We grew up with her. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just. Like, she's also doing so many great things now. Like, she's
yes.
done
so many
movies. She has her podcast with her mom. Like, it's just, it's
and
it's
she's
lovely.
Just iconic.
She is.
Everything she says, like, so many of her quotes just live absolutely rent-free in my head.
Totally.
I think she's also
totally.
Just so well-spoken and just
she
so,
is.
Tells stories so well and is just, like, a comedic queen.
She
like,
has
yes.
the best comedic timing.
She
God.
Really, really does. She really does. Also, her impressions
yes.
of like other actors and actresses are so good.
She's,
her Angela Bassett is like, it is Angela Bassett. I'm
I
like,
saw
you guys
a clip
are related.
Of that on TikTok.
It's so good.
She is so funny. Gosh.
I love her.
Love
what a
her.
Queen.
Yeah. So,
anyways.
How
do we even get her? Oh, happy holidays, y'all.
right. And also to say, like, obviously met her in person and she is such a joy. My God. Like,
oh my God, me too. I also met her in person. We were in ER together. I forgot.
What?
I was like, 10 or 11. I totally forgot.
How have I not heard this story?
I don't know. I like forgot.
Tell it.
I forgot. I was, well, back when I was, we talked about Yumi and Dupree and how I was in that movie.
Yes.
This was during the time when I was doing like a lot of TV and stuff. And I was in an episode of ER, TBT also to ER.
I thought you meant when you were actually
oh, like
in
the
ER.
ER. Oh,
she
I'm
was like sharing your room. You like pull the curtain and you're like, hey, Drew Jackson.
No, the show ER.
The show ER.
The
okay.
show ER.
Got it.
And she's a little bit older than us, I think. Like just a handful of years, like not too many, but we were both young enough to still be like, we had to go like school there, you know, like the school hours.
Yeah.
So we were there and she was asking me questions about her homework and I was like, girl, I'm like 10.
Are you shitting me?
I like,
oh my
I have
God.
No. But this was also like this was before True Jackson VP and this was, I think also before Akilah and the Bee or right after. I really can't remember, but it was like way before we like really knew the tea.
Right.
But I knew that I knew her. But I just, like, it wasn't, like, I wasn't freaking
you
out.
You met Kiki before Kiki was Kiki.
Kiki.
Like, yeah. Literally
you were
Kiki.
Her tutor.
Yeah. Yeah, me. I was like, oh, I don't know.
Dude, that. As hell. You should actually run with that. Be like, oh, yeah, back yeah, in the
back
day.
Back in the day when I was tutoring Kiki Palmer.
You're, like, one of those people who's, like, as someone who went to school with Kiki Palmer. Kiki, you know how there's always, yes. like, someone from their school?
Yeah, yes. they're like, yeah, we went to school together. And, like, back when we were in school, she, like, never acted like that. It was, like, so stupid. Yeah.
Dude. That could be you.
That could be me. If I was like that. But yeah, I totally remember that. And then I remember watching the episode back and being like, oh yes, I actually do. Like I knew in the moment that I knew who she was, but I couldn't like fully get it. And then after when I watched it back, I was like, oh, I think that's Akilah and the Bee.
And that was like the movie. That,
and that
like,
was the movie.
Yeah.
yeah.
That launched her. Mm-hmm.
I remember mm-hmm. my family renting that on Netflix when they would ship you the DVDs.
Oh, TBD.
Watching it for a family movie night and being like, oh my God, I want to be in a spelling bee.
Right.
Even though I literally can't spell for shit. Right. But I want to be in a spelling bee.
Yes. That exact yeah. thing happened to me.
That's
like
also
the scene
just
where
such
she's
a
like
great movie.
Jumping rope mm-hmm. and like, ugh.
Iconic. Great movie. She's such a good actress. I love her.
I want more of her.
I've also always said that if there was ever going to be a movie made about me, that I would want her to play me.
That is true. You
That's
have said
so
that.
Good.
That is true. And I think great casting.
Great casting. Yeah. And she's beautiful and hysterical. I am beautiful and also hysterical.
We're funny. We're hot. We're talented.
Perfect.
Unstoppable. Never been done before.
Recently, Tara, who runs the Schultze Collective Instagram, sent us all a questionnaire we were supposed to fill out for the Instagram. And one of them was, who would play you if there was a movie about your life?
I absolutely you said Kiki Palmer. Absolutely.
Who did you say?
I put Selena Gomez.
Right.
Oh, I was like, good. I'm right. not going to play. I'm
what did you
play.
Say?
I said Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, period. Nice. Right. Nice.
I have people sometimes say that I look like her.
You sometimes do resemble her, I think.
And she's so funny.
Hilarious. I'm she's like, also gorgeous.
I yeah, would love she's that. She's so cute. I think her energy also, too, it, like, resembles that. Like, you see, I would
it's
want.
It's just, like, bright. Like, just very, like, oh. I feel like I could be, like, oh, we're just two girls, like, hanging out. Like, that's yeah, how I feel like she would be.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And I totally see that. Yes.
Yeah.
Cast.
I love all that. That's, like, so. But also imagine the three
Melissa
of
McCarthy.
It's
McCarthy,
the 20 whatever
Kiki
movie.
Yes.
I love that. The 20 whatever movie coming to theaters near you.
Coming to theaters near
in
you.
In 2035.
Literally.
So today is going to be a good old start of the month catch up episode. And I guess just to kick things off, we do have some very, very exciting 20 whatever news.
Just a little mini drum roll.
Should we do
just
a drum roll?
Mini drum roll. 20 Whatever is now a Dear Media podcast.
Can you believe it?
You guys. Not Dear Media.
I know. Not I'm like, Dear we're like Media. Legit now, you guys.
I know.
Oh,
can
my.
Can you believe?
I'm still so
throwback to July
speechless.
2022 when we started the podcast. And look at us now.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Truly,
wild,
I like
wild.
Never in my wildest dreams also, you know,
I know.
Like I think it's so interesting to see how like life works and like this mm-hmm. is such a beautiful blessing that's coming to us. And like,
yeah.
I just am so excited for also like the timing of it all. It feels like
right.
going into the new year
yes,
and like,
yes.
oh my gosh, this is a new chapter.
Yeah.
Like
I feel like having the opportunity for them to even like see us
yeah.
is like what really like took me away. And I was like, damn, like. We're like really doing something. Like, you know, we come here and we record and we post and we talk to you guys on Instagram and in the comments and we like know that we're doing something, but it's easy to like forget that like other people see it.
Right.
You know, like outside of like our bubble that we've created, there are other people that exist that can see this.
Right.
And this was like a confirmation of that. Also, Dear Media hosts like a lot of our faves.
Yes. So many.
That so many amazing.
Starting off with. Pretty basic.
Pretty basic. Who gave us a shout out? We
literally.
Haven't been able to talk about this.
Yes. Wait, didn't we?
No.
Oh my God.
That was literally like 2 days after we recorded our November episode.
Oh my God.
Episode.
You're right. We did talk about it. Okay, that's right. That's right. I'm like, we did talk about it, but we haven't talked about it here. Yes. Pretty basic. Alicia and Remy, queens of the universe, shouted us out and dedicated their episode to your baby.
My unborn child.
Well, also dress up as Alphaba and Glinda, which is
so iconic.
And on brand. Like,
yes.
I saw that. Yes. I love
right.
all of this that's happening.
Yes.
I
yes.
was, like, literally at preschool with Grace when, like, I was getting all of the messages. And I'm, like, in the back, like, trying to hold it up to my ear and,
right.
like, listen.
Literally.
But it was so cool and so sweet. And, like, they're just, the nicest people.
I know.
The sweetest.
Just the sweetest. And so it's amazing and like it's really exciting.
There are so many amazing like female-led podcasts that are Dear Media podcasts. Mm-hmm. And so to be part of that and part of that family is super exciting. And I think it's going to open up a lot of doors for us. For 20
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
So we're just super excited and we love Dear Media and I'm just so
so excited.
Yeah.
I also feel like being under Dear Media, I feel like it was absolutely the right move just because like you said, they like are very female focused, female led. Like our whole team is women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And super mm-hmm. diverse.
And super diverse. Here I feel like we are like really seen and like understood and like taken seriously. And so it's just it's already been such an amazing experience and this is only the beginning. So.
I know.
Get ready, you guys. We're official.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's like I was trying to explain, like, I mean, obviously, like, explaining things like this in the social media space to people who don't get it, it's, like, difficult. This was a little bit more difficult, but then I decided to be like, okay, it's kind of like when a musical artist signs to a label. Mm, it's kind of like that. And then everybody was like, oh, got it. And I was like, that's like the easiest way for me to explain it.
Yeah.
It's like we signed a record deal, basically.
Right. And we've been running the show independently since the start, mm-hmm. which I think was, I'm so glad we did that because I think that was really important for us. Mm-hmm. And now we're at a point where, you know, working with Dear Media can do so much more for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like it's just the right time
and
the right step and
just
excited to be like just continuing on this journey with you guys.
It's exciting.
I
know.
And with you guys.
Without you guys we wouldn't even be here. So we want to thank each and every one of you. And if you are new, now's your time to subscribe. We're about to be doing some really great things. It's going to be the new year. So take this time to subscribe. We're trying to hit 100,000 subscribers and join our family.
And from the group chat, I have a message here from Sierra. She says...
Oh, Sierra.
Oh!
You know me. Just texted in the group chat. Can you imagine? It's like, I have a question about my hemorrhoids. And I'm like...
We're like, Sierra
we're like,
Schultz.
Oh my God.
She's like, anonymous.
Sierra.
Anonymous, please. Anonymous.
Yeah. Right.
Hi, lovelies. Listen to the episode about the Roman empires, and she listed a couple of hers. Number one, what are whales saying to each other out in the ocean right now?
Because they do be talking.
Oh.
Right, right.
Like Dory, where she's like, can you help me? And you're like, oh. And she can speak whale, though.
She can.
Right, right.
I want to know what the orcas that are... crashing all the billionaires' boats.
Yes.
Wait. Yes.
They're like, hey, Phil, want to come crash this boat with me?
It's literally. Like, toss the ball, man. It's the boat.
Yeah. Yes. I've been seeing those on TikTok.
The news
a lot.
About the orcas? I was like, no.
Here's the thing.
Come on,
Shamu. Dude, I feel like we know how smart orcas are. Like, are we
so
not
smart.
At the point now
so
where,
smart.
Like, they know. They know you're, they know you're trying to, like, distract them. They know you're trying to, like, wait them out. Like, they're just, like, there to vibe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They are killer whales. That's why they're, like, they're not.
But they say that they don't, like, report, like, the really aggressive behavior, like, with people or boats, like, out in the, like, nature. Like, when you can take tours out on, like, little dinghies and you can see, like, killer whales and they're, like, not aggressive, so they claim, right?
Right.
So, reading this news that they're, like, jamming this boat, I'm like, okay, but, like, I thought you guys were only... But like aggressive when.
But to me, that says that they're doing something to
the
aggravate
boat.
Them.
Right. Okay.
We're in their space.
Yes. And they're like, can you get the fuck? And then the boats are like, or whoever. I don't even know what they're doing. Are they
the
just like vibing?
Are like, I'll make you.
Well, right. That's fair then.
Recently, they've been playing, and I don't know if it's one boat or many, but I saw an article about them blasting like heavy metal to try to deter the orcas and I'm like you're telling them exactly where your boat is and that you're a bigger problem than you just making a lot more noise than like a little dinghy boat
right and so the whales are just like okay well
that's
two can play that game bitch.
Literally
I have always had like on the bucket list to go see the killer whales like mm-hmm. in the end but once I heard these news I was like well that's kind of scary and I'm like but I've read a lot of research that they're peaceful
they're
like,
fine.
When they're out in the wild like that so.
But that's like I feel like most animals aren't really trying to like do anything but if you like make yourself a threat then mm-hmm. they're like okay well let's get into it.
Right. No, I completely agree.
When I was in Alaska last summer, we saw some orcas when we were out on a nature tour.
Ooh,
and lovely. It was amazing. We were out on the deck and there was like 30 or 40 people out on the deck and the whales are like jumping a little bit and spouting and flapping their tails. And it was the most amazing thing. And then they kind of didn't surface for a couple minutes. So everyone went inside except for me and like three people. So the deck was super empty. And all of a sudden, pretty close to our boat, a orca full breaches out of the water.
I just got chills.
Full breach.
Like Free Willy type.
Yes.
Oh.
Hits the water. And I'm just standing there, like jaw on the floor with these three other people. And we all just stand there in silence for a minute.
Right.
And we all just turn to each other. And it was this moment of like, oh my God, we just like experienced this like absolutely unreal thing together. Right. And it was just, I will never forget that moment.
Was it wow. like so big?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Oh my
huge.
Gosh. Yeah. I can't imagine like you said, jaw on the floor of witnessing that kind of majestic animal.
Dude, yeah. They even, oh. Here's the thing. This is how you know they're so big, because they look huge on TV.
Right.
Like they look massive on TV. I mean, like TBT to when we were going to SeaWorld, but like right. I remember, like when you could go down and see them, like in the thing, I was like, I'm like scared. Like yeah. You are too big for me to be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
wild. Mm-hmm. How did we get here? What are we talking about?
Killer whales.
How did we get there? Oh yeah, because we're group chat. Roman Empire.
I'm like, yeah. Hold a minute.
I'm like, how did we get
here? But there's more. Wait. Oh, okay, and they're good ones.
Oh, good.
Sierra says, how do solar panels not get sunburnt?
Because they're absorbing all the sun energy.
Right.
Oh, you're absorbing but not getting burnt at the same?
Absorbing, yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you just absorb and not get burnt by it?
That is above my pay grade.
Right?
Yeah, like how is it not like sizzling?
Yeah, right. You're like, okay, I understand. You're getting like super sun, but like why is it not
like burning?
Crisping.
Right.
You're absorbing the energy, but right. just the energy, maybe not the,
maybe
I don't know.
Not the actual rays.
All right, next one. Here we go. Is Pluto a planet or nah?
Oh, yeah. Remember that whole tea? Is it?
I in my book, still claim it, because when I learned the solar system, he was still there. So I'm going to be like, and Pluto.
Well, and how come it wasn't? Like, what happened?
They said it was too small.
It's just a rock?
Right.
Yeah, I think astronomers, yeah. correct please me please in the comments when I'm do. Wrong. But I think it was that, like, other planets were discovered, or things that were the size of or bigger than Pluto that would then have to be classified as a planet.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like other dwarf planets is yes. what it got changed to from the IAU, which is like the International Astronomical Union.
Right. Oh, because so, there was like others. They were like, if we're gonna claim this
Pluto's
one, we
a
gotta...
planet, then now there's like 47 others.
Got it.
But imagine being Pluto, and they're like, I know we've been saying that you've been a planet for all these years, but actually we found bigger and brighter things
Pluto's
than you, baby.
Feelings are hurt.
Sorry. Yeah. Rather than being like, let's just continue to add on to the planets, they're like, Pluto. You've brought more problems.
Well, then if we're adding onto the plants and they have to get rid of the school books, and we can't do that. We're still reading the school books from the fucking 50s.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
We can't.
So in my eyes, Pluto baby, you're still
there. Do you guys follow Jake Shane on TikTok?
No.
He does like super funny skits where he's like reacting to things, or like he's like making up these pretend scenarios. And I feel like one of them he would do would be like Pluto finding out that it's not actually.
Oh my god, yes.
I don't think I know his name. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
Didn't know his name, know his face.
Yeah, yes. I totally
do. I think
do.
His thing used to be like Octopus Lover 8, and now it's Jake Shane. But he.
I totally know.
He's like
even
partnered with like Olivia Rodrigo. So yes. Like he's up here now.
Yes.
Yeah, so he'll do like Jesus finding out about like the disciple who turned on him.
Yes.
And it's like, but it's like modern.
Right.
So it's like, hey.
He'll be like on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Washington showing up for his headshot. And he's just like, okay, all right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yes.
So.
And that was Pluto.
Yeah.
Sad.
That was Pluto.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. This is a really good one. What is my dog thinking about when she does the big sigh?
Oh, the big sigh. Right. And then they like lay into their like paw or whatever.
To me, it's like, oh, what a long day. Like, it's the same of like me sitting on the couch
today
at the end.
Today drained me.
Yeah.
That TikTok sound.
Yes.
Yeah. I think so too. Just like also, but actually, I feel like it's because if you ever really listen to your dog breathing, it's like so aggressive all the time. It's like just all the time. And then they're finally like, it's giving like, that's their first like deep breath.
Yeah.
They're like, right. Oh, I can like,
oh my god,
breathe for a second, because they're always like doing the most,
right?
Yeah,
you know?
right.
Like, they like sigh when they're finally comfortable. They're just like yes. after they've spun a zillion times, yes. and then they're like, and then they plop down, and you're like,
thank you, take a seat.
I know,
sir.
you have work today.
Yeah,
the bills you have paid.
Yeah,
those are good Roman Empire.
Very good
one. Sorry, this baby has been kicking so much.
Oh my god!
The last couple minutes, all of a sudden.
Oh my god! Enjoying our voices.
Yeah, she heard your voices and she's
baby.
Like, "Baby, I'm coming out!"
Oh my gosh! Which, by the way, how's been like the kicking going? Like, when did that start?
I know.
Up,
or... Wait, how far along are you?
I am almost 20 weeks.
5 months.
I am. Yeah, I'm almost halfway through. So 20 weeks is halfway.
Oh shit.
Yeah, this pregnancy, I mean, for me too, it's just going by so fast. And it's like all the time I'm like, oh yeah, I'm pregnant. And like, I'm pretty pregnant now. Like,
right.
I don't know, when I was pregnant with Grace, it was like, that was like my whole life was like waiting on her to come.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, there's so much. I think part of that was, you know, I didn't have another kid.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't like all of the things of life going on with that. Mm-hmm. And also it was the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't around
there was
people.
Like, what else are you
right.
doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't doing things. I wasn't going places. I wasn't, you know, doing things like this all the
right,
time.
Right.
So it just was like my whole life was just like another day, another day.
Oh, that's kind of rough.
It was. And this time I'm like, oh my gosh, this baby's going to be here before I know it.
Right. Do you think that? Those things aside, like the actual like physical pregnancy, do you think it's like easier or like harder?
Way easier. I'm having a much easier pregnancy. I had some nausea at the beginning, but a lot less than with Grace. I think the harder thing was just like dealing with that with Grace, like watching her. Right. You know, I couldn't just be like,
let me rot.
Yeah. Exactly. But now that that's completely gone and has been for a while, I'm not really feeling too like tired or uncomfortable yet. I'm just. You know, there's just like little aches and pains sometimes and I'll get a little more tired. But other than that, I feel really good. The kicking is fairly new. That started pretty early this time. And they say that you tend to feel it earlier with, you know, subsequent pregnancies. And so this kid moves a lot.
Really?
Oh, a lot.
A dancer.
Yeah. And it's funny because now it's starting to get to the point where I can tell what's moving. Mm. Like at first it's more little flutters. So, like, this was very much a foot. I could feel that. Sometimes, like, yesterday, it was, like, her head. I could feel that it was, like, either her head or her butt. Like, something that was not
something
just,
something big
like,
and round.
Yes. Something that was not just, like, an extremity.
Right.
Pressing. Like, it almost felt like she was doing a headstand and, like, pushing out.
Dude, I remember when my mom was pregnant with my brother. And I, like, when she was, like, really pregnant at this point. Like, she was, like, about to have him. He, like, stuck his whole foot. Like on her stomach, and we could see the outline of his foot, and it was crazy. I was shook out of my mind. Like, obviously, I was like, yeah, I know. And I was old and I like totally knew what was going on, but it was so, I was like, that's an alien in there.
You're like,
that's what it looked like.
And here's the thing, like, I'm aware that you are growing a beautiful baby, but like, you saying that, like, a foot
is
just
so
like, I'm like,
weird.
Like, I understand, but like, what do you mean you could,
right? Like,
you're getting,
like, yes, but what do you mean?
But what do you mean?
Right, yeah.
No, it is so strange. And like, it's beautiful and amazing and also very reassuring because I'm like, oh, you're still alive. Great.
Right.
And I don't just have to wait till I have like an ultrasound appointment to see that.
Yeah.
Right. But it is so strange. Mm-hmm. And especially just when it happens at random times and all of a sudden I'm like, oh.
What do you think gets it going?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's based on what I eat. A lot of the times it's when I'm sitting still. So I don't know if it's that. Some people say that like when you're walking and moving, it like lulls the baby to sleep.
Mm. Right. Like rocking it.
Yeah. So I hardly feel her, at least right now, when I'm like moving around. But if I'm laying down at night or like sitting here, she'll start moving a lot.
Is it like enough kicking or enough movement that like you could put your hand on your stomach and feel it?
That just started recently. Yeah.
Has Grace felt it?
Grace has felt it.
Oh.
I think. I mean, she's put her hand there and been like, oh, it's baby. But like,
right,
you know,
right, yeah.
Who knows?
Right.
But she is so excited and it's just the sweetest thing. Like, she's all the time, like she'll be playing with her toys and then she'll set one aside and be like, I'm going to save this one for baby. Like, aww. She's always thinking of her.
That's so sweet.
It's really sweet. And also just makes me feel really good of like, you know, because I do have a lot of worries of like, this is going to change her life.
Right.
I am not going to just be only able to pay attention to solely her. I'm going to be managing two kids.
Right.
And so I do feel like guilt and fear about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really reassuring to me to be like, oh, this is a good thing for her too.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and this is exciting for her. Like, we were out shopping for Christmas presents and she kept like picking out things and being like, give this to baby.
Yeah.
Can we give this to baby?
Oh my
and like,
gosh.
That's
so
sweet.
It's so sweet. It makes me feel so good. And I just want to continue to like foster that sibling relationship when the baby's here.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I think that's something my parents did really, really well. And I forever appreciate them for that because I think it established from the beginning especially with my little brother, because there's an age gap, such a positive sibling relationship that has, like, continued through adulthood. And there's a lot of strategies to try and prevent that. So I've just been trying to, like, make sure that I'm prepared for that and aware of that. Even things of, like, not blaming things on the baby. So instead of being like, you have to be quiet, the baby's sleeping, just being like, it's time to be quiet right now. And not blame, or I can't hold you right now, I can't play with you because I have to feed the baby. It's just, right now I'm busy, but I'll, you know, do this with you later. Or is there something that you'd really like to do after? And so just trying to be aware of that kind of stuff. And, you
That's
know,
hard,
I'm,
yeah, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in the moment, it doesn't feel like you're blaming. You're just literally like, I can't hold you because obviously
but that kid.
I cannot. But like, all I'm, as a kid, all I'm hearing is that you don't have time for me because you're too busy with this other kid.
And yeah. I blame that kid.
Right.
And the way you explain it to them and prepare them for it is so crucial. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind sharing, I want to ask, how did you even, like, tell Grace about baby, like, to start off? Like, I you're like, I want to set
and
this
also,
up.
And also, like, in how you tell, because she's, like, not old. You can't just be like, yep, we're pregnant.
We're pregnant.
Like, that's not.
She, it was pretty easy to tell her because she has been asking us to have a baby for, like, almost a year.
No.
Like, pretty much as long as she's been talking, she's been asking for a baby.
I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
And I think
God.
Yeah, I think it's because a lot of our family friends have multiple kids.
So
the concept of, like, a baby sister or baby brother is very fresh in her mind. And also in the classes that we do, there's a couple moms who bring their, like, very young infants with them to do the toddler class with their older child. So she knew, like, oh, that's this kid's baby. Oh, that's this kid's baby. Mommy, where's my baby?
Right.
She's like, wait a minute. Why don't I have one?
Right.
Like, how do I get one of those?
Right.
Genius.
And she loves, like, baby dolls and, you know. So she was very aware of the idea. And so when a little bit after we found out I was pregnant, we sat her down and I said, Grace, I want to tell you something really exciting. You know how you've been, you know, wanting our family to have a baby? Well, we just found out that there's a baby growing inside of me. There's going to be a baby in my tummy. And she goes, she gets this, like, big excited face that she does sometimes. And she goes, what? In there? And I'm like, yeah, baby's in there. And she, you know, touches my belly, which, of course, like, you can't feel anything that early. Right. But she's touching it. And I said, yeah, you know. And Steven starts telling her, like, the baby's going to get bigger and bigger. And you'll be able to feel it kick in there. And you can talk to the baby. And then we're going to go to the doctor. And the doctor's going to help us get the baby out. And then the baby will live with us forever. And then her first thing was like, and she starts listing all the things she wants to do with baby. Right. Share her toys and read books and, you know, I want to show baby this. And she's really into the idea of, like, feeding baby a bottle because she has, like, a baby doll in a bottle.
Right.
Right.
And so she, like, is like, baby, when baby's sad, I give baby milk. And I'm like, yeah, you know, some at some point the baby will, you know, use a bottle and you can help. And the fun, I think the funniest thing is she knows that she was a C-section baby. We've, like, talked to her about it. She's, like, watched the birth vlog. And, you know, we've said, you know, some babies are born out of the vagina and some babies are cut out. And, you know, both ways are normal. You were cut out. The doctor cut you out. And that's how you were born. And so she knows, the doctor cut me out. The doctor cut me out.
Period.
Right. So she's like, the doctor gonna cut this baby out?
Right.
Which now at this point we have decided I'm going to have a scheduled C-section. So we're like, yeah, we're going to go to the doctor. And the doctor's going to cut the baby out. And every time we have this conversation, she goes, I want to cut baby out.
She's like, doctor, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
I got it. She's like, I have my, what is it, like the,
like
safety,
the safety scissors? Here we go. And she knows that when the baby comes out, the baby will be sad. Because she was, like, very fixated on, like, the cry in the birth video. And so she's like, doctor, we'll cut baby out. Baby, be sad. And I always say, yeah, the baby's going to be sad. And then the baby will see her family and she'll be happy and we'll take care of her.
Nice.
And she goes, I'm the baby family. And I'm like, correct. Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
So she, like, totally gets it in her own toddler way.
Right.
She also asks pregnant people if the doctor is going to cut their baby out. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you understand that there are two ways that the baby can come out. But not everyone does it that way.
Right, right.
She's like, cut baby out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cut baby out. She asked Rachel that when we went to Disneyland together. And Rachel was like, well, I hope not.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think right now Grace is super excited. I want to do everything I can to like foster that positive relationship and keep that going. And I think another thing with especially older daughters mm-hmm. is they tend to be parentified.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to me that I don't do that.
Older sibling.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and it can happen without you even realizing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so for me, I feel like my parents did a wonderful job in allowing me to help with my brother because I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was so interested, but never making it my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I constantly wanted to change his diapers. We're 6 years apart. I was like, I want to change the diaper. I want to do this. I want to do that.
Yeah.
They always said yes and allowed me to have an interest, but it was never my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to make sure I do that with Grace because she is so interested and I know she's going to want to help with stuff and do that, but never, and it's such a fine line, right?
Right.
You don't want to be like, no, you can't help.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you also don't want to be like, great, this is your kid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, you know, with them only having a 3-year age gap, it won't be as much of a thing.
Right. Because she can only do so much anyway.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But especially as she gets older, I think that's just something I want to be really aware of because that can really steal someone's childhood
mm-hmm.
to mm-hmm. suddenly become a parent at, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever age you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's also a lot of like misogyny in that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that
yeah.
doesn't happen to older sons a lot of the time.
I think especially like just being a girl and being a woman in general, like I feel like obviously we already know this, like the maturity and all of that stuff just like comes way faster. And you are, I feel like obviously not everyone, but I feel like a lot of women are just really like well adjusted to their life and like, and also just like, they are self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And independent. And so you overlook a lot of things and you think that they are a bit more grown than they actually are just because they are able to like do things.
Right.
But like a little boy is like, I don't know how to wash my hands or pull my pants up or do anything because I don't, whatever. And so you just end up doing it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there is a lot of like, well, we can't ask little Johnny to do that because he'll just break the plates. You don't break the plates when you wash the dishes, so that's why we ask you to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Johnny can't pick up anything and drops it on the ground and you're like, right, but maybe teach Johnny to not do that. I don't know.
Right.
Like.
Yeah. Right. And I feel like even growing up, I did minorly experience that where it's like, oh, I knew my parents could trust me. So it's you just know. And like as parents, it's kind of tough where you're just like, hey, but like I'll call that child to lock the doors because I know that this one probably won't answer the phone as much. And I just can trust this one. So like I see how you're like, allow me to contact the child that I feel
is responsible
enough. Yeah. But it's like sometimes that child feels like they have to be the responsible one because if not, Johnny ain't going to lock the
door. Ain't going to lock the door and the boogeyman's going to get us all.
Right.
So, and like, that becomes a lot of weight for a young child to carry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting how parenting kind of, A, opens up your own wounds from childhood and also allows you to see the things that you really respect in your parents.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like the not being parentified was like something I didn't even realize as a kid. And then now, being so cognizant of that, I told my dad the other day, I said, you know, he was asking me about the pregnancy and how things are going. And I was telling him how I've been thinking a lot about this. And I was like, you guys did a really good job of that. And he's like, thanks. It wasn't easy. And I was like, really? Because I wasn't even aware that this was like something you guys were like actively figuring out.
Right.
He was like, oh, yeah, we talked about it constantly.
Wow.
And it was super intentional. He's like, you notice how anytime we asked you to like watch Austin while we ran to the store, we always came back with like something fun for you or being like, hey, do you want to come play a game with me now? Like there was always something after as like a thank you. So it wasn't expected. I was like,
wow.
Oh yeah. Huh. That's interesting. I never noticed that every time I watched Austin, then you were like, hey, you want to go play wall ball or bake pie together? Like, let's do something now together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, my parents were like,
parenting.
That's crazy. Not my parents' parenting.
But think about it. You have to be deliberate. You have to intentional. Of course they did that. Of course, you know, like if not, you end up being like, you have to understand I'm with baby. Like baby needs me just by accident. Right. Yes. Just by accident. Yeah. So you have to be so intentional.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. And we're going to make a ton of mistakes.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like that push and pull of like, I want to give myself grace to make mistakes.
Right.
But I also want to be the best possible parent that I can. So that's what's been up with me. Just, you know, growing a fetus.
Yep.
Having existential crises about parenting.
Yep.
Right.
Do you think like how you will like navigate your home?
I'm excited to see. I'm trying to like plan and set things up so that we're, you know, setting ourselves up for success. Right. But it's going to be interesting to navigate. I'm also really excited to just like have so much more community around me in the postpartum period.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I did feel... You know, I had a lot of support, but it was a little more isolating because of the nature of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, like, I'm excited to have, you know, people around.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited to, you know, hopefully be able to continue a somewhat normal routine with Grace in the things that she does. And,
right.
But I'm also excited to, like, have the newborn snuggles and, like, just exist as a mom for a little while and taking that time off and...
Oh, I know. Baby. The female urge to just be like,
I know. Here's the thing. I also, like, I think there's like a huge misconception that I don't like kids.
I love kids.
I just don't want. Yeah. Like, that's the tea. Like, when you have this baby, I just want to smell it.
Grace is like obsessed with you.
I love
you,
like, Grace.
And you one time crawled through a tunnel with Grace.
I did.
Like, one of those little pop up. Tunnels, like you are all in.
It was difficult, but I
all
did
in for the kids
because Grace needed me to do it.
And
I'm like, all right,
I will.
Last one because she's old. But yeah, I like it's so exciting because I'm like, oh my God, there's gonna be like babies to hold.
Yeah,
that's so exciting.
Oh, I love babies.
Too. I know, I do too. They're
you
so
guys can
cute.
Hold and snuggle the crap out of my baby,
and they just smell and like the little head.
Like baby. Oh. And when they do the little newborn scrunch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't wait. Oh, my God. And there's going to be a boy and a girl.
No.
Because Rachel's having a
boy. Oh, I was like, I am not having a boy.
I'm screaming.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Rachel's having a
yes.
boy.
Yes. Sierra's like, oh, Sarah's like, what? You're like, ooh. I have been talking to the doctors. And
right. Actually, they got wrong. Yes. Rachel's little boy.
I know. It, which is going to be so cute. So like exciting and special to have like two, like a boy and a girl. Like,
I know.
That is.
I'm like a month apart.
I know. That's crazy.
Dude.
I mean, it's going to be like. Grace and Harrison.
Yeah, they're
are they
7 weeks
apart. Oh, 7 weeks apart, yeah.
Oh, that'll be about these babies.
Remember at the first retreat, at the 2021 retreat, when they were wearing the bear costumes? And they were so small. Yeah, and
so
cute.
Small. Yeah, Grace, so that was the first time I met Grace, and she was still in her, like, carrying, like, the
oh,
little
yeah.
car seat.
The
little car
seat carrier. She was so small.
Yeah, she was so small.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
It's crazy, too, because kids change so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, 2 years isn't that long, right? Like, when we think about our lives.
Right.
But then when you look at a kid from 0 to 2, you're like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You really see time in kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like every time we come, like, for the month to come shoot, every time I see Grace, it's like, substantially. That's the word. I'm like, exponentially. Substantially. Massively. Huge difference. Like,
yeah.
She's
growing so much.
So
yeah.
quickly. I'm like, girl, you are having full sentences. Like, this is, and then, like, I feel
oh,
like,
yeah, and then she's talking so much, and there's so much. Yeah, yeah,
her
totally.
Talking is, like, the thing that changes the fastest, and so that's what's crazy, is now I feel like I'm having, like, full conversations with her.
You're like, oh, my gosh, girl. Not just sassing me back.
Right?
That's when you start figuring out. You're like, oh, my gosh. Not, oh. Oh, my God. She's, like, when they start figuring it out, to be like, girl, I don't know. And you're like, oh,
you're
no.
like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, it's happening.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Steven is, I love him to death. Steven is so weak with that. She comes when she wants to do something and, you know, he is like kind of on the fence or he says no. She gets right up to his face. She puts both of her hands on his cheeks. She turns her head and she goes, please, daddy. Immediately, he's like, okay. And I'm like, Steven.
And you
boundaries.
Know,
it's every time, though, he is, it's such hands. Girl dad.
Right.
It's the two hands
it's
on the face.
It's the little hands, I know. Well, she's got them.
Yep.
Good
she's
luck
smart.
To you, Steven.
But it's like once they start talking and they can like.
And start like, she obviously, she did it once and she got what she wanted. She was like, let me just store that in here.
That works.
For the next time.
Yep.
And then they get too smart and then they outsmart you and you're like, how'd I get here?
She's in that Y era.
Oh my God. In the Ys?
That started just a couple weeks ago. Funny. And it's literally like, Jess was here, I think, literally the day it started. Jess was working that day, but I wasn't. And so I was downstairs. Jess is in the loft. And Grace, I'm like, okay, Grace, we're going to go get ready for your, you know, preschool class in 10 minutes. Why? Because we're leaving in 20 minutes. Why? Because the class starts at 9 o'clock and that's the best time to leave. Why? Because that's what the teacher set for her schedule. Why? I don't know what Miss Monica does with the rest of her day, but this is the time that she has set for her class. I can take a couple whys, and I want to give genuine answers.
Right. Fair.
But sometimes we get to like existential things where it's like the sun's out. Why? Because that's when it rises. Why?
Oh, girl.
Because, I don't know, science. Some people think science, some people think God. This is something that we'll figure out. I don't know.
Yeah.
You'll go for a bit, and then you'll be like, I'm not sure. Why do you think that?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, she gives it.
Oh, that's a good one.
You got to turn it around.
Yeah. Girl, I'm asking myself the same question, and you're why?
Like,
why?
I'm like, and you know what?
Why?
Yeah. And why? That's a great point. Why? Yeah. Why do I have to file my taxes?
Literally.
Great question.
I'm also asking that.
That's so funny. Sometimes I'll do that. I'll be like, you know, I wonder why, too. But what have you guys been up to?
I haven't been doing much. I have been home a lot, just like working and prepping and Vlogmas.
That's the word, prepping.
Prepping, Vlogmas, mm-hmm. freaking out. Mm-hmm. But I really haven't done much because I was like, okay, the holidays are coming. I don't need to be doing anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to be outside right now. I'm inside. And also, it just finally started to get a little chilly in LA.
Yes.
It's like raining and stuff. So it's giving more holiday vibes. Remember last year when it was like 80 degrees on Christmas?
I wanted to wear a turtleneck. Remember, we were like, oh, we want to do vibes.
So
and
cute.
We were just sweating.
I was like, yeah, I guess we're not doing that because it was so hot.
I kind of feel you on that one where it's like, I want to be prepping and like, okay, it's time. Like, I can feel that, like, mm-hmm. maybe anxiety to start prepping, but, like, also checking myself and being like, wait, we're about to take a break.
Like,
let's chill.
Mm-hmm.
So that internal battle of, like, let's prep, but also
Because I also feel like during this time, like, at the beginning of December, you start getting anxious about the beginning of the new year, and you kind of get ahead of yourself, and you're like, hold, I still have an entire month. And also, like, okay, next year is next year. Like, it's still just days and it's still just a date.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really have to hold so much weight.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to hold as much weight as we give it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, as a society, I think. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, let's slow down a little bit. Let's mm-hmm. take December and really just relish in it. Because you're going to blink and it'll be over because that's how life goes.
And this dang year has gone.
We're done. The year's over.
I know. Oh.
It's like
I feel so like grown talking about like, oh my God, this year just flies by.
I know, because
by.
that's what my mom is always saying.
I hear myself saying it and I'm like, oh my God, is this like when it starts happening? Like you just start fully becoming like your parent. And I'm like, wow, this year has flown by. I'm like, oh God, I see it. I hear myself.
And look, you've grown so much.
Literally.
Saying that to the kids.
Dude, Grace is going to be like, not these old women. And I want to be like, yeah, T.
Even when I talk to Jaden, honestly, I'm like, oh my God, like just seeing how much like you've grown and like where you're at, it makes me feel old. And I can like see in her eyes that she's like, girl, you are so old for saying
this.
And I'm like,
I know.
But we're just young. And like,
we're young. It's fine.
I'm just a teenager. I'm just a 27-year-old teenager.
Teen mom.
Yeah.
Teen mom.
I'm a teen mom.
There was this bit on TikTok that like got me a little existential on that note that was talking about how it was like, at what age as a woman do you stop internally feeling like you're 19 or 18? Like on the precipice of adulthood, but still very much a teenager. And there were like people in their like late 40s and even up to like 60 stitching it and being like, no, I still internally feel like I am 19 years old. And I was like, that's so crazy to like think about how old you feel inside relative to what's happening around you.
Right.
Right.
Because also what's going to cause you to feel that way? Like what in your mind is like going to change that you're like, oh, well, I'm no longer like a kid or something. Like,
right.
Why? People might be like, oh, having a kid. You're like, right. But like, is there a chemical balance in my brain that's like, you had a kid. You do not feel that way anymore. Like that doesn't, there's not like a release or something there, right?
I don't feel that way. I don't feel like I'm still in that like 18, 19 year old mindset. Honestly, I feel like I feel close and I am closer to 30. I feel more like a 30 year old than I do like a 20 year old.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I still have 2 years left
right.
of being at 20 whatever.
Right.
And maybe that's honestly on maturing, because as you guys know, I have turned 28 recently and I feel like older. Like I can just see the maturity in my mind and like what I'm thinking. And it also shows when I talk to younger people. Like I don't notice it as much, I think, until I start talking to a 20-year-old and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, our minds are just like, the way that it is thinking is just so different. And that's on maturity, of course. Duh.
I feel like I flip-flop. I feel like I have moments where I feel much younger than I am. But I also think that it's maybe not I'm flip-flopping, but it's like a battle a little bit. Because I'm, in my head, I'm very like, I'm very realistic about a majority of situations. Like I don't, like I've said before, I don't really live in delusion. Like I'm like very for real, which is sometimes unfortunate. But like, so I'm like very aware of like all my responsibilities as an adult and like how I am responsible for my reactions and like all those things that you like come to awareness with as the older you get. But then I'm like, but I'm so like, but like, I don't know, I'm just a girl, you know? And so then I get like frustrated when I have to do things that are difficult or like have weird conversations or like anything like that that's like grown. I'm like, I'm just a girl. Like,
I still get like that sometimes.
You know, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl. You want me to fill out all this paperwork?
Like, I don't know.
When time comes to like call my doctor about like reinstating my insurance, because obviously it's at the end of the year and it's time to like re-get your health insurance for the next year. Thank God my mother texted me twice telling me not to forget to do that, by the way. And it was like in those moments that I'm like, I don't want to do this. Why can't my mom, like I just be under the coverage of my mom? Like it just is so like bananas. And I've been like on the phone also, like,
yes,
to get coverage also too is so tough.
It's so hard. I know.
So
that, but you're so right. You're like, why can't my mom just do it? She obviously knows what to do, so why can't she just do it? Like, I know that I'm like, I should know, but here's, I don't know.
Right.
Plot twist, I actually don't know. And can you just forward the paperwork to her, because she already knows? Like,
and in that moment I was like, I really wish that there was a class in school that was like, okay, God, to sign up for health insurance, this is how you do it, because
this is the information you need, this is what you need. Like, any me on YouTube, because I'm like,
me on YouTube, dead where do I start?
Dead ass.
They're like, school is to prepare you for the future, except all of the things that you actually need for the future.
But what is a mitochondria?
Powerhouse of the cell.
Thank God we know that.
Why did they also just teach that?
Why was that a universal, like,
that was
teaching
on the test? Like, you know that question.
I can see. I could probably draw all the fucking mitochondria right now.
Yes.
I could see it. A cut open, you know, with the like
labeling.
The third, like,
nucleus.
Literally, dude. Oh my God. Anyway.
Anyway,
we didn't learn how to do taxes in school. So that's why we don't know what we're doing.
Well, I wanted to ask, you know, you guys were being in LA, working in LA, especially Paloma with taking so much time off from auditions because of the SAG strike. Now that that's over, how has that adjustment been? How's that changed things for you guys?
Oh my gosh. So a couple of stuff that I actually have written down, because this is like, I want to read it verbatim, because this is like information. Okay, you guys, because as we know, the SAG strike has ended, although that's not just like how it works. Like, the SAG, it just is not over. Actually, they are going to be reaching out to all the SAG union members, and we will be voting before December 5th on whether we want to vote yes or no on the contract that they have been working towards. And I actually have a little bit here that I did want to share, that they reached out to us when the strike did end. And I want to do a quick clarification that SAG-AFTRA represents approximately 160,000 actors, announcers, broadcast journalists, dancers, DJs, news writers, news editors, program hosts, puppeteers, recording artists, singers, stunt performers, and vocal voiceover artists. That is so many people.
Yeah.
And so this new contract has so many like layers to it. I mean, it's been, I don't know how long since they revisit all of this. So even I was reading part of the contract on the train down here with Ryan, and they had a part in the contract that was so interesting that just as a musical theater person, I wanted to share. In the contract, there's a part that says doubling pay for singers who dance and dancers who sing.
Right. Ooh.
Oh my gosh, such a minor thing, but guess what? They are hiring one person to sing, and then, oh, guess what? You can dance too, but not paying like the requirements.
Right,
so obviously necessary. SAG wrote to us and said, together the revolutionary gains achieved in these contracts are projected to generate more than $1 billion in new compensation and benefit plan funding. These deal points represent improved streaming compensation, unprecedented wage escalation, and crucial protections around the use of artificial intelligence technology. That is the biggest thing that they are fighting for, is this right. AI thing, because there is nothing written down about AI for these protection of these actors. There has been multiple online in-person meetings. They're like trying to get us really educated before we can vote and do all that good stuff. Although two members of the SAG-AFTRA board said that they voted against the new contract because it does not do enough to protect actors against the artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. This is a brand new era. And for most people, they haven't even contemplated this kind of technology and what it can mean to them. In this deal, SAG-AFTRA did get a provision that forces studios to get permission from the estate of a deceased actor before using AI to reanimate the actor. If the actor does not have an estate, the representatives cannot be found. The producer can get permission instead from SAG-AFTRA.
Isn't that crazy that that had to be added?
Yes. Like, you were just going to, like, take photos of them or videos of them and be like, okay, they're in this new movie.
Well, and recreate them, with AI.
Right.
It's so wild how quickly the industry changes. Because the last big strike was in, was it 2007 or 2008? And now we're, things have changed so much, like, with streaming. Because Paloma, my understanding was the two biggest things were the AI and streaming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because all of the royalty deals and stuff that are set up are for traditional release in theaters and on TV.
Right.
And so many writers and actors were getting screwed because so many things are being released as streaming exclusives now.
Correct. So the main things that they were trying to fight for are the streaming compensation, and they are looking for unprecedented, like, wage escalation, because that has not been updated, and crucial protections around AI. Right. So they are very happy with the new compensation stream for performers, as well as the increases for background people. This says unprecedented background actor wage patterns also increased, but they are still trying, unfortunately, giving the tea, like, as a SAG member and what I've been hearing from my actor friends. I feel like there is still not enough protection in the AI area. There's a lot of loopholes. And we're worried about, like, our face, because that's, like, all we have. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I show up on set one time and they can scan me and then reuse me.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I've heard that basically they were wanting to, these studios, pay people the, like, $100 day rate. These background actors come in, scan them, and then they can use their likeness forever in the background in anything. Of anything with no compensation. Because we paid you for the day.
But how is that legal?
How is that legal? Well, let me tell you, because right now in the contract, they say, well, if the replica doesn't give a clear impression that it's you, none of the protections apply.
Oh.
They're like, oh, well, no, we changed their hair color. We did this. You can do minor, because if the replica doesn't give a clear impression it's you. And also, how are you going to fight that doesn't look like you? I'd be like, that literally
that's
is me.
They're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
That's not Paloma. That's Paloma.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And the
Lola.
That's Lola. That's Lola. And the protections don't apply. And so a lot of SAG people are a little worried that, you know,
right.
But they were also worried to keep the strike going into the holidays.
Right.
Right.
They were like, if we keep going, you guys, we could just lose everything.
And it's so frustrating when I see online people being like, why are the actors striking? They get paid millions. And it's like, the strike isn't for the A-list actors.
Right.
No one's like, they need more.
Right.
The
right.
strike is for the actors who are make up the majority of SAG, who are background actors, who are smaller actors who are growing in the field, mm-hmm. and who are barely getting by because of the lack of protections.
Yeah, right. And so many of us don't qualify for the health benefits because you have to be, like, making a certain amount or this, then that, and the fourth. Like, there's so many rules, right? So you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in this union, but unfortunately, like...
And you're also paying for it,
right? Yeah.
Like, they're trying to get all these things to help them protect and get more money, but they're also paying to be a part of this union that's supposed to protect them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as a member of SAG, Paloma, because Ryan and I are not, how do you feel about this new proposal?
There's just so many loopholes. And so I'm stressed because I'm not an A-list actor, girl.
Right.
They could Paloma me real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so, and just seeing, like, somebody as huge as Bad Bunny. Huge. That man has lawyers, he has teams, he has, and they're making his music with AI, and it's out, the numbers are, like, out streaming his original content. So, like, it's already happening to people who are A-list people. And so I'm like, how,
you're like, who am I?
If Bad Bunny's trying to fight and be like, please don't stream that song that I never wrote, but it's like,
well, even a lot of actors, like, hire TV and movie actors did a lot of wage transparency during the initial, strikes. And it was like crazy to see what certain people were getting for shows that have been on air longer than I've been alive.
Right. Yeah.
And now that the strike is over for now, you've been able to audition again, talk about the industry again, because that was also a thing, was that not only members of SAG, but people who were supporting the strike were, it was fine to go and still see movies, right? But don't audition, don't take work, don't talk about it online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like the second the strike ended, it was like my inbox was, I was like, my agent, my manager, oh my gosh, hey, you guys. Like, they were, like, sending me, and it's been virtual right now because I feel like people are still getting stuff off the ground, but it's, I have been having a lot of virtual auditions and just stuff coming through the pipeline, and maybe it's because of the holidays even more. I can't, I'm not sure, but they are trying to, obviously, we've been out of work for so long, so they're like, come on, everybody, go and be ready. So I kind of feel like this sense of, like, oh my God, I got to get ready. And so I actually recently got my headshots done, and I was like, I need to have that fresh. I need to be prepared for it happening, and, like, the industry is opening up. So, by the way, I do want to note that, so the union still has to vote on yes or no, and if they end up voting no on it, that doesn't mean that we're automatically going to go back on to strike. It means that the union would also have to return to the bargaining table without a guarantee, like that the current terms would remain in place. So risky for us to be like, no, after we've been striking for 118 days or something, you know, like it's, and then losing all that stuff is like fearful. And it's, and it's tough where we're all talking like, yeah, but it's either this or nothing. And you're like, so you admit we're not getting all of the protection, kind of, is how it feels. And
well, and for you, you had just kind of started pivoting your online content to focus more on being a working actor in LA and callbacks and auditions. And all of a sudden you're like, not only am I not doing this, I can't talk about it.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Oh, dude, it was like, we're like blinking. We're like looking at each other, the photo, you know. But I will say, it, when these situations kind of happen, the community does feel like such a community. Like, like I mentioned, I got my headshots done. The photographer gets it. Like, his friends are like actors, and like, we're all just in this community. And he's like, no, I've been trying to give discounts to actors. And they also have been doing like acting classes and just things like that, because actors are barely making anything. And so it's like, to be out of work, it's like really tough. So I, my heart goes out to you actors who like, and people that are on working on the set. Like, it's not just like the actors. And I think that that's something that also be talked about. Everyone working on it, all, like, everyone, the PAs, the grips, every single person is out of work. So it's just been also nice to just hear people being like, I'm back on set. Like, it feels so good. So I know you have a couple of friends.
Like, Ryan's roommates, like we would just like woke up one morning and they were just like smiling and having a time. I was like, oh, what's up? And they were like, we were on set today, so we're just really happy. And I was like, oh,
I know.
Well,
and
I mean, it's people's livelihoods. Work.
Absolutely. And it's not like, baby, it's not like the actors are striking. They're like, oh my God, it does hurt. It kind of does hurt your feelings when you hear people be like, and these actors on strike, like, ugh, like we're inconveniencing them. You're like, do you realize we are like getting taken advantage of? And so, you know, stand with us, please.
And the writers were striking too. The WGA is the Writers Guild. There was the strike going on at the same time, and the writers' strike ended, I think, a couple weeks or a month before. But for a while, it was both were on strike together.
Absolutely, they were.
Yeah.
So very excited. I don't know whether to like hope for yes so it keeps going, or no for no. So I think that just as AI continues, we're going to have to keep figuring this out, you guys.
And the scariest thing about AI is it is the worst it will ever be right now. It is only getting better. So think about the way AI is now. A year from now, it'll probably be like unrecognizably more realistic.
And so actors are now going into their contracts to visit with their lawyer to say, like, I refuse to approve any manipulation of my performance. So like, if you have that in your contract beforehand, but like all these people that don't have it in their lawyers in their contract, they're just like, oh yeah, and I'll sign the NDA for AI.
Because we have lives to live. It's it's fucked.
Well, and you don't want to lose out on the job, because how easy is it for them to just go to someone else?
They're like, oh, well then when you won't sign it, then I'll get another actor. I'll literally just open the door and holler, who wants his part? That's also why it's tough. And like, they were really asking actors to stick together, because if some people start taking jobs and shit like that, you're
Then you're like, okay, we can't.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I did want us to chat about one thing that I saw in the comments about all the Ryans and Ryans and Ryans. It's been a year. I feel like it's time we update the viewers on how many Ryans we have.
Okay, for the new viewers who have joined in the past year and are like, who is Ryan and who is not Ryan?
Yeah, right.
Because there are so many.
And they're all right. Ryan.
Right, right.
So, to clarify, we have Ryan here.
I'm Ryan.
The lovely host of 20 Whatever.
Yes. And then my boyfriend's name is Ryan. And then we are over to
me. And I have a boyfriend named Ryan. Okay. So for you, that's three Ryans. Count them.
One.
Her boyfriend, Ryan.
Two.
And then my boyfriend, Ryan.
Three.
Yes. There are so many Ryans. Yes. And I like, and I try really hard, like when I'm vlogging or like talking, I'm like girl Ryan, boy Ryan. And hopefully that distinguishes between her and my boyfriend.
Right.
But sometimes we're just like Ryan and you're like, which
you're
one?
Just gonna have to guess which one we're talking
I know,
about.
I saw in the comments, they're like, wait a minute, did I miss something? How many more Ryans? Oh my God. And I was like, oh, we have to.
Yeah.
And it's important because.
And it's hard. It's hard because we can, there's only so much descriptions you can give without it being like weird, without it getting a little weird. So we just are like, sometimes it's just like, oh, my boyfriend Ryan or Paloma's boyfriend Ryan or I'm the original Ryan, Ryan OG. So we don't have descriptions over here because
just
it's,
Ryan.
It's just me.
When I had recently for my birthday, I had the Ryans over. Girl Ryan and her boyfriend and my boyfriend in the room. And right. I remember I walked in and I said, Ryan. And I all looked and I was like, so efficient. Do you guys want to eat? Yeah.
Literally. It's like, I mean, it's kind of like calling dogs.
Yeah, it worked really well. They all, everyone looked and I was like, oh my God. I
perfect.
Love it.
Hello, everyone.
The four of you guys are a band. It's Paloma and the Ryans.
It literally is.
I'm considering just renaming because
what I know. I'm like, you should just change your
just
name.
Just be
to
Ryan.
I feel left out. I'll just have a silent E at the end.
Yeah, right.
All right, y'all. Well, that is going to be it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe. Check us out on all the podcast platforms. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye.